are there any technologies from other sectors that could be used in the food sector?
I think the answer is we're already doing that, because a lot of the technologies we're now working with have come from pharmaceutical research, from narcotics detection, from life science research. There's very little new technology, I have to say, really being developed. We're developing applications on existing technology just for a new use. That's my general feeling.
Yeah, there are some technologies that are coming from, let's say, from the clinical sector as well. I'm thinking to some, let's say, laser ablation or other kind of techniques that for surgery, then now are becoming interesting for food testing application as well. Or thinking also to the sport, the doping, and all the kind of activity that is related to prevent the doping in sport is a sort of analytical direction that can be transferred also in frauds evaluations as well in food.
Actually, we don't have too many food specific techniques, only for our field.
I think there are, I mean, there are a couple of areas I think that we still need to look at. One, we had an example in the conference this week where we had the imaging analysis where they're actually using in the fish. On the fish sector, I'm not sure what the application of that is, but it's a different, it's a nice thing. You can use your mobile phone, you can take a high resolution image, and you can use that as a fast detection method. So that's one thing. But I think the big one, the really big one that we haven't touched at all yet, is the whole digital information area. So that the whole idea that you can sort of data mine digital media and give for that to give you a lot of information. And obviously the intelligence agencies are doing that already, but there are groups that are analysing Twitter feeds and seeing how the perturbations in those can be grouped together and provide information. So I think that's a big area.
And it's a real one for the food industry, because Amazon, eBay, Facebook, all of those, Twitter, we're not monitoring them for food fraud. The police and customs are monitoring for different reasons.
Yeah.
And when we go to police, and 2 weeks ago there was a conference in Alicante on intellectual property rights, and police and customs were there, and they decided in Europe to put counterfeit food as one of the impact actions. So it was all customs and police. They didn't understand food fraud. They understood counterfeit. Mm-hmm. And all they could see was, well, counterfeit means you take a branded product and put it on something that's not branded. So we're going to take a food product and call it a Danone, Nestle, whatever. So that's not all that food fraud is about, but that's all they could see. They could see it was a counterfeit product. And there's no checking, and they're not proactively ever going to go on to Facebook or eBay or Amazon or check. And they say to us as a food safety authority, let us know how you get on and if there's any support we can give you. And we said, well, could you actively look for us? They said, definitely not. What we're dealing with is murder, rape, manslaughter, terrorism, and you want us to go and spend a lot of hours looking through all of these social media sites. But a lot of our food fraud investigations have stemmed from those social media sites, and we're looking at them all of the time. And online sales is just, it's colossal now. And that's, I agree, that's the area. And in technologies, and people don't think of that, we're way behind the pharmaceutical industry in terms of investigation, because they're saying to us, you're doing what? Well, we did that 15 years ago. We've moved on now where we've a relationship with PayPal, so we don't look to follow the site and see who set up the site. We get PayPal to withdraw the payment facility, so therefore the site is no use to them. And they've all of these agreements with the PayPals of this world, and they shut the site down through that mechanism. We thought, well, that's a much cleverer way of going than trying to find who built the site, where did it belong, where is it hosted. Because we did that on one occasion. We found the site was hosted in Hong Kong, the server was in another country, there was another country that had the people who were feeding it, the data was going down, the product was somewhere else, and there was four different countries where this was all going on, and we were never going to get to the bottom of it. And people in the pharmaceutical industry said, shut down the payment mechanism.
You're right. Actually, in China, the new social media, these said the more powerful than fraud section. Most important for the fraud not identified by the inspection agency, by social media. And they said that, for example, influence, for abandoned influence, that the social media big data can be in advance in the CDC find the prevalence And so in China, quite a lot of informatic computer system, they would like to develop the big data, big database and the big data to dig in big data, because they said it's come into the big data era, then they more powerful than us. But I don't believe that they can do that. But in China, the most of the funds from the government have moved to over the computer system, informatic, ICT.
Yeah, surely informatic sector is one of the most important. Yeah. Even in this conference, we are hearing of some new filters for filtering media information and extracting ideas on what are the rumors around. And at the same time, also when you were, Paul, talking about the fish example with the smartphone, it came into my mind also the fact that seafood is one of the sectors in which also the non-analytical approach is always considered as important in the same way of the analytical ones. So paper trail or web platform and combination between documental science and informatic tools could be a sector that for sure in the future has a big room for the fighting to the frauds.
It's interesting that the Italians have signed a memorandum of understanding with Alibaba, mm-hmm. and they did monitoring, and they found that there was a bottle of wine sold every 8 minutes on that site, and they said, and a lot of it's Italian wine, and they said they can now have that closed down within 12 hours, and then that, eBay in 24 hours.
That two things. One thing, Alibaba can identify some fraud, but plan for produce some fraud, both. And the most important thing, they don't know what is the fraud fraud. Then sometimes we have the two channels to discuss.
Mm-hmm. I think this question is interesting about, you know, technology, what do we need? And it's going to be a challenge because we're the food industry. And so a lot of the technology we originally talked about was food authenticity testing and food testing. But then some of the examples were intellectual property, Chris mentioned counterfeiting, and information technology. Yeah. That I see that it's the technologies that are not food technologies, where they've come from other places, and even social science, criminology, crime science, of looking at bad guys. And so I think it's going to be definitely a challenge because that's not our base. Analytical chemists have not been social scientists. But that's where new technologies are going to sometimes be from other places. And there's a lot of places where there's so much going on that we can leverage if we step back and look at what the goal is. That's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, I think testing maths too, that there's still opportunities in other fields, because there's also, for instance, in manufacturing, space science, there's technologies based on sound or temperature, impedance or whatever, that still can be used, mm-hmm. and maybe very useful, especially for these rapid testing, mm-hmm. screening.
We need a cooperation. The first we need to make this communication with ICT, the informatics field scientist. Otherwise, it's sometimes maybe could get misleading.
The example of Alibaba is perfect to see that informatic or let's say social new e-commerce channel could be on one side from one point of view, and on the other side there could be a big risk as well, because monitoring the e-commerce is extremely more complicated as well, and the number and potential flaws could be increased in an incredible way.
But I must say it's very welcome that Revenue have now taken a big interest in it, because they see food fraud is actually generating a lot of money that should be gone into the system that isn't. And it's good to see that now.
Sort of circle.
Customs as well.
Is there any calculations behind that? Because I do think one of the big drivers to get governmental change is if the exchequer is losing money.
Yes. And there isn't, I haven't seen any.
No, exactly. No.